Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends. This week's topic is all about how many clients do I need when either starting your business or looking at taking on additional clients. And so this is something that's common. I see it asked in social media. I see it asked in my free training. And really, it's all about pivoting your mindset. It's not about the number of clients you need. It's about the number of either billable hours that you need, the packages that you sell, or the number of projects you're working on. So there's really three different numbers here in the mix, depending on how you build. So first off, you never want to put all your eggs in one basket when you're running your own business. You're not an employee, which means you're not working for one person. You really want to have multiple clients, which gives you what's called multiple revenue streams, multiple ways to make money. So you want to know, how are you going to bill for your time? Are you billing hourly? So if you're billing hourly, which means you're tracking your time, you should be using retainers, which means you're getting paid for the work before it's done. And what you want to do is you want to track the number of hours that you work so you can make sure that you're making enough money. And so that's billable hours. So if you've been a consultant, then that's how consultants work. They work on billable hours. Attorneys work that way as well. And most of the time, they're working by the hour. So they're billing you hourly for X number of hours that you track time against. I call that a retainer. Now, a package is an off-the-shelf package that is done for you. And basically, there's no time involved. They're not buying your time. They're buying a package based on your expertise. So it could be a WordPress package or a MailChimp package or a copywriting package or a social media package. Packages are not based on time. That's how you deliver them, but they're not sold by time. They're sold by expertise. So you're not selling them a bunch of hours. You're selling them an off-the-shelf package. A project is something that you scope out and provide a proposal for based on what the project scope is all about. So the difference between a package and a project, just so you understand, is a package, you define what the client's getting for how much, and a project is where the client tells you what they want, and then you go back and you look at how much it's going to cost and you give them a proposal. So that's really the difference. So a package, you define the scope. A project, the client defines the scope. So first off, you have to decide, how are you getting paid for your services? Billable hours, packages, or projects? Now, you really should know what your baseline rate is. And your baseline rate is the minimum you can charge. That's the bare minimum. You have to charge that in order to keep the lights on and pay the bills. If you charge less than that, then you're actually losing money, which is not a long-term strategy for staying in business. You've got to charge what you need to keep the lights on. And really, you should be charging more than that, because who wants to make bare minimum? So there are two numbers that you need to know. You need to know your baseline rate, and you need to know how much you want to make, which would be your goal number. And those numbers should be vastly different. They should not be the same number. So knowing your numbers is so important. How much you need to make, how much you want to make. And then if you're working hourly, that number will tell you how much you need to charge per hour. If you're working package or project, then you need to take that number and figure out how long it takes you to deliver a package or a project and help you decide on how much you're going to price it at. So just realize, pricing is a sticky subject. It's an art, it's a science. The best thing I can tell you is never charge less than you need to make, because then you're not going to stay in business for long. Plus, your pricing attracts your audience, attracts your clients. You shouldn't lower your price to get a client. They're not your right client. You want to stick to your price so it attracts the right people for you. Also, don't price by committee. In other words, don't ask people what you should be charging for something. They, first of all, don't know what your baseline rate is. So they could be telling you to charge a number less than you can make. For instance, there are VA coaches and trainers out there that will say, well, you know what? If you don't know what to charge, just charge $35 an hour. Sorry, that's bad advice. Why? Because what if you need to make more than $35 an hour to keep the lights on, right? It's not a one-size-fits-all industry. It's not one-size-fits-all for rates or pricing. If I'd have started with $35 an hour, I'd have got out of business. Bad advice. each person has their own baseline number based on your needs, your bills, what you want to earn, what you're offering. So you need to do the work to figure out what yours is. So don't ask what you should be charging in Facebook or anywhere else. You can get a range, but you need to know what your minimum is and what you want to earn. Price based on what lifestyle you want to have. Don't worry about anybody else. And I know that's hard to do, but you really need to think about that. And if you're charging by the hour, really start thinking about moving to packages instead. Now, if you're doing admin type work, it's very hard to package admin work because it's not specialized. It's very generalized. So you might want to look at, you know, learning some new skills, anything in the technology world, you know, any of the tools that your clients would use, MailChimp or WordPress or Wix or Weebly or Squarespace or any social media tool, for instance, because that's going to allow you to also charge by the package. It's also going to allow you to scale, because when you're selling your time, you're going to run out of time to sell, and it's very hard to scale that. So the next step would be going from billable hours to selling packages, and you can actually charge more for your expertise than your time, because for some reason the perception is time is worth less than expertise, even though that's really not the truth. Okay, so remember, when it comes to how many clients you need, it's not the number of clients, it's either the number of hours that you bill, if you're billing, charging hourly, or the number of packages you sell, or the number of projects you're working on. That number needs to come from your baseline rate, which is the minimum you can charge for a retainer, or for a package, or for a project, in order to keep the lights on. You really need to have two numbers. You need to know how much you want to make, and how much you need to make. And you need to strive to start making the money that you want to, you know, to leave your soul-sucking job, or to go on vacation, or to buy that RV. There is no cap to what you can earn in this industry except for the ones you set yourself. It's all mindset. And don't ask others what you need to charge. You can get a range, but nobody knows what your specific circumstances are, what your specific rate is. And don't fall for those coaches and trainers that say, oh, just charge $35 an hour. No, bad advice. Do the work yourself to figure out what your rate is and start there and charge. So hopefully this has helped you. If you had some questions about, you know, how many clients do I need? You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to diversify, if you will, and have multiple clients that are going to pay you what you're worth. So I hope you enjoyed this short podcast. Feel free to subscribe if you enjoy this. They come out every week. You can find me on all the popular podcasting platforms. And feel free to share this with anybody you think would find it of value. And thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.